right, sorry, we just did like half that segment off the air. That was stupid.
I just got a whole mound of information.
That was magic, though, guys.
Appreciate that.
Great stuff off the air. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T, joined by Michael Langley, the executive director of the Arkansas Beverage Control, and Don Dugan, who is in charge of all Don Dugan's empire.
ABC 123, right?
Right.
Oh, jeez.
I know, sorry.
Well, they just hammered us.
Jeez.
I thought that was lame. Sorry. Well, look, I mean, you know.
Can't all be
what
winners.
Was the other song we sang the other day? The one, two, anyway, we got to move on. We only got like a few minutes because I talked in the entire break. Okay, so Growlers, what changes from I can buy it 7 days a week at a brewery? What changes now?
Well, starting July 1st, you'll be able to go anywhere that has a retail beer permit. So we're talking convenience stores, grocery stores, restaurants that may hold the permit, and you'll be able to buy beer off a tap that is 32 ounces at least, and the limits will vary in the volume, and you'll be able to take that to go. So you'll be able to buy beer off the tap. It'll be convenience stores and grocery stores. If they have a retail beer permit, they'll be able to buy beer up to 5% alcohol by weight, which is normal beer. And then we have high gravity beer, which you'll be able to get at the liquor stores. 3,000 or 4,000 places that are going to open up to allow. You have a lot of these breweries, microbreweries in the state of Arkansas, mm-hmm. that don't have the capacity to make enough bottling or enough cans to get their product out there. So they're selling it to places like Don in kegs, but there's just so much of that market that they can get a hold of. So now they're going to have this many more markets to get out into the keg and see if that grows.
All the convenience stores, all the grocery stores, things like that. I mean, you know, it's something that we're definitely looking at doing, you know, to be able to get more local products. But it won't be just local, you know, breweries that we'll be able to provide. I mean, it's Bud Light, you know, those things. So,
but it's anything you have on tap, I can get a growler of and take it on out of six days a week.
So long as I have that retail beer permit.
Which you do.
Yes.
Okay. So the other thing is, too, we want to point out, this came up in discussion earlier, it is still just 6 days a week outside of the breweries. The breweries can still do the 7 days a week, and I know folks have taken advantage with Diamond Bear for years and Vino's Correct. And others, but it is just 6 days a week. So this does not apply to Sunday for the retailers outside of the breweries, right?
That's correct.
Okay. That was the other sticking point that many of us were trying to figure out. So how soon is this going to be? I guess is July 1st, and we don't know. I'm assuming most places will take advantage, although I will assume there are plenty of convenience stores that won't bother with it.
I think a bunch of convenience stores will take advantage of it. There are several companies out there that are just like the Chester's Fried Chicken, where they come in, and there's one called the Growler Station. They will come in. They will sell you the whole setup as a franchise. You pay them a monthly fee, and they'll come take care of your equipment, give you the kegs, give you the growlers, and fill it up. And so I think it's the convenience stores and the consumer that spurred this in the state of Arkansas.
Okay.
The consumer started calling us, and then the convenience stores started calling us and saying we would like to get into this.
We have a couple guys that want to ask questions. I have a couple more questions, and I also want Ralph the sales weasel to tell me if Double B's is jumping on board with this. Matty T, what's the update on the